now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I am back from an overseas trip. I travelled extensively through the Middle East and through Europe, visiting places like Rome and France and down to Slovenia. And, just had an absolutely marvellous time. Caught up with lots of listeners and friends and all that sort of stuff. So it's been a really fantastic trip. So a good opportunity to do that. Speak to a couple of radio stations as well whilst in Europe. So I thought it was, well, why don't I bring some of my travel tips that might just help jet setters who are thinking about taking off real soon. Tony Marsico from the Martini Kings is here to talk about his new book called I'm Just Here for the Gig. Got some breaking news on a band that we absolutely love here on the Cocktail Nation. So details coming up on that. And kicking off right now, a bit of a swing number, Big Six and 20th Century Boy on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
said it's quarter to ten. Where have you been? You better have a good excuse for me. I said I hate the police department, 'cause that's where I spend the night. First I hit a bar and smashed my car, and I ended up in a fight. She slapped the cruel spell of love on me, baby. The cruel spell of love on me, Jack. She slapped the cruel spell of love on me, baby. She wears the black nightgown for me. She slapped the cruel spell of love on me, baby. The cruel spell of love on me, Jack. She slapped the cruel spell of love on me, baby. She made a deal with the devil for me.
It's a Cocktail Nation with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Cruel Spell. A couple of swing hits to kick us off as I return from my overseas jaunt. I'm just here for the gig. How to Survive the Music Business and Avoid Getting a Real Job is a new book out by Tony Marsica from the Martini Kings, and he joins me now. G'day, buddy.
Thanks, pal. You know what it's like. You got some books out yourself. It's kind of a pleasure sitting around writing and getting these stories out that you've had inside you forever. So yeah, it's been a trip. I'm really happy to get the book out.
It's fantastic. I know I'm not the only one who said this to you, but in the past when we've done interviews and you've told stories about different bands you've played in, I think I might have said, "Oh man, you've got a book there. You got to put this down." Anyway, you have give us a bit of a gist to the book.
Well, the book it's kind of humorous, with the title "Avoid Getting," how to stay in the business, avoid getting a real job, something which I've managed to do. I've never had a job really, except when I was a kid in my dad's pizza parlor. But I started playing at 17, and it's been my gig, so it's kind of a book. Some of the chapters deal with just life on the road. It's like a how-to book, how to survive. And the other chapters, there's a lot of chapters. You know, I had to kind of pull from some famous names of people I play with, you know, to get a little attention. And then there's all my crazy gig stories from over the past 40 years, Martini Kings and you name it. Mostly a lot of gigs that went wrong. And that's kind of just those crazy stories.
Yeah, that's the funny thing with when playing in a band is that it doesn't always go right. And sometimes there's so many other things. There's club owners and, weird people that attend the gig. And
there's always something weird. Things. But that's what I like. Yeah, that's what I like because, even the worst gig you could possibly do, you always go home with a funny story, you know.
Mm.
But thankfully, the majority of gigs are good, so I'm not saying they're bad. I'm thrilled to still be gigging, trust me.
I remember not long ago when I was playing bongos in a band with a friend of mine. We had this girl dancer, and she was the biggest pain in the rear end. And my buddy said, "Oh, look, can you..." Look, can you give her a lift and me and a couple of the guys, back to where it was, like the train station or something like that. And this girl was the biggest complainer. Like, I'm giving her a lift in my 65 Valiant and it's been raining all night.
Right.
I don't know if you know about classic cars, but they're not exactly the most watertight things, and
Right.
And she gets in the car and she's complaining about the it's all musty
perfect.
In here. It's like, I'm
perfect.
It's midnight. We've finished a gig and I'm driving you 45 minutes to a train station. Really?
That's the thanks you get, Coop. I'll tell you.
What's share with us one story from the book that Cocktail Nation listeners are probably gonna. We're gonna love.
Okay. Well, let's see. I won't go to the obvious ones. You know, since you're in Australia, there is a chapter on your Australian band there, the Divinals, who I toured with. That chapter is called Number One Record because it was the first time I toured with a band that had a number one record at the time on the whole tour that we were out on. And I won't go into that one because it's very decadent and insane. I'll leave that one for the book, but Martini Kings, where do you start, you know? I've had so many bizarre gigs with Martini Kings. Let's take you on I'll take you on one of the crazy ones. You know, we do all sorts of gigs, you know, Martini Kings. We'll do the swanky lounge gigs. We do corporate gigs, jazz gigs. And this one, we got a call to do, believe it or not, an opening for a new church, a new religious gig, and they're usually a cakewalk. You go in and you do these things, and there's a new wing, and here's Martini Kings up on the stage, playing. It's all the cardinals dressed in their burgundy robes, and one of the very famous cardinals over in the States here, Cardinal Mahoney, he was at one of the tables, and I won't stretch the story too long, but I'll give you the gist of it, and we did our first set. It was about 90 minutes. I come off stage and I'm like, wow, this is pretty awesome. We're playing, a couple hundred people, all the big wigs in the Catholic community over here. And two of my guys are waving me over from the bandstand. And they're like, Tony, come here. Cardinal Mahoney wants to meet you. And I'm like, this is great. This is exciting. This could be the future, could be doing gigs for the Catholic Church and they pay well. And, I was always excited. So long story short, I go over, shake the cardinal's hand. He stares me down in the eyes, doesn't let go for about 2 minutes in my hand. He just stares at me and says, how much would it take for you and the band to pack up all your shit and get the hell out of here?
Whoa.
And I'm like, I thought I was I thought I was being punked. I was, my first reaction was, an Italian one. I wanted to clock him in the side of the head. And he said it again. Tell me what you want. I'll write you a check for any amount. And then I realized he was totally drunk. He was tipsy. He was falling over. This is one of the top cardinals in the Catholic Church in the States here. And I won't tell you the whole story. I'll leave the rest in the book. But stuff like that, you can't predict that's going to go down on a gig. Every gig's different. But he hobbled out of the gig. He was totally drunk.
Yeah.
Gig went on. But it was kind of crazy.
You know, Tony, you could have made more money from not playing if you had got him as good as...
Well, I could have.
His drunk ass to write that check.
About it, Coop. You know, I thought about it. Had it been another client, the guy that hired me is a billionaire. He's worth about $5
billion. Right.
And we play his yacht parties all the time. So I knew he, in the end, they would probably even out, and I would have to do a lot of yacht parties. But he was ready to cut the check. The Catholic Church has a lot of money. And I thought about it, but, you know, I was an older boy. And,
yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Not to go there.
That's...
Yeah, but, yeah. But we had, you know, Martini Kings have had our share of bizarre gigs over the years, you know. When you play... You play for these kind of people, billionaires, and you know the stuff they do to throw parties and make sure everybody goes home happy. It's really crazy and unbelievable, the stuff you see.
Yeah, well, look, it's marvelous that you've put this down, you know, in a book. These are great stories that are fantastic to document, and I suppose even when you're writing it to kind of relive those stories. In your mind.
Fun. Yeah.
So to grab the book, where can you grab the book right now?
Yeah, you can. The website is www.hereforthegig, and it's hereforthegig.com.
Fantastic.
Or thetonymarcico.com. Either one. We'll get you there.
All right, we'll put some links up on the website. I'm just here for the gig, Tony Marcico. Tony, it's been fantastic talking to you, and I look forward
Coop,
to reading this
always
book.
My pal. Good chatting as always, and keep up the good work, man. Keep the lounge alive. I appreciate it.
Here's the Martini Kings now, featuring, of course, Mr. Tony Marcico, author of the book I'm Just Here for the Gig. It is out right now. And here's Los Nudos on the Concha Nation.
Just Louise Cooper.
You're a spy!
An ordinary black leather case with 20 rounds of ammunition here and here.
Why can't you just be a good boy and die?
You first.
You stand for everything I write against.
So this should be interesting.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Trash can. She
hex
me, she
vex
me, and she
wrecks
me, yeah!
Bebop, baby, you're mine. You hex me, sexing me, we'll jump back in time. Now we're damn it, you eternal error. Trash me, jukebox. Bebop, baby, you score. A petrol over heels and sweep on the door. You come an angel and a tort in Dior. Trash me, jukebox. Ah, trash can, jukebox, evil, beautiful.
And Trash Can Jukebox, also played Mancini and Midnight Cowboy. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you, and some big news. I got an email just the other day from Karen from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited. She says a new album is coming out. It's called Studio 37. Stand by for some more details, and hopefully we'll have Karen on the show as well for what would be her second only interview, actually, because they've been fairly media shy over the years, but we'll have a chat to them and spin some new tracks from the new album when we get some more information about that. So it's coming soon.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dear Cooper.
I'm from Katerina Telios from Greece, who writes, Dear Coop, could you play some Louis Prima for me? I'm a big fan. Knows you don't play too much of his music. Well, here you go. Here he is. Nothing's Too Good for My Baby on the Cocktail Nation.
Nothing's too good for my baby, sugar baby. Nothing's too good for my baby, 'cause baby is so good and kind to me. Now when he holds me in his arms, in his big and brawny arms. My happy heart goes right up to the sky. Makes me think of pretty things. Oh, I'd even buy the wedding rings. And if it was for him, I'd bake a pie.
'Cause nothing's too good for my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
For my baby.
Sugar baby.
Sugar baby.
Nothing's too good for my baby.
For my baby. 'Cause baby is so good and kind to me.
CocktailNation@gmail.com.
Alan Jackson, good time. I want to shout out to Stacey, Sean, Andy, Billy, Troy.
Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation.
With Narco Lounge Combo, Your Dog Is Looking At Me. Also play the Royal Crown Review and Deadly Night Call. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you, spinning the tracks for the Cocktail Nation. Now, I saw some news just the other day coming out about Boeing, and I must say it was rather disturbing news. I watched a whole 60 Minutes special. We talk about automated cars, autonomous vehicles. Do you really think that a car manufacturer has your best interests at heart? Think about how many cars are manufactured and think about how many planes are manufactured. When we talk about automated cars, the loss of future industries. Imagine how many truck drivers there are, how many blue-collar workers drive for a living, because most people can drive a vehicle. And this is going to change in the future. But I tell you what, seeing this report has made me think to myself, no, this is a really bad, bad idea. How many times have you bought a car that's a lemon? How many times have you had problems with cars, basic things that can go horribly wrong? The last thing you want is your car taking over. I posted this actually on social media just the other day, actually, and George Jenkins, he said, yeah, but the same principle could be applied to all things from cruise control, anti-lock brakes to medical devices, pharmaceutical for food inspection, things like that. The flaw was within the process, not the product. I write software for a living, and one of the first rules is not to let developers test their own code. And look, good point, George. Yeah, good point. And definitely cars, life has a lot of automation built into it. But the question does remain, who has your best interests at heart? I'm not saying we should shy away from technology, but boy, we've got to look at it real hard, haven't we? On a lighter note, let's take a look at the Lounge Life magazine. American jazz organist Joey DeFrancesco has reunited with a rare blonde instrument in Australia after 15 years. He had this white organ, and basically what he did was he sold it, and he said to the provisos, if I come to Australia, then you need to make this organ available to me. So, yeah, the guy did, and he got to perform it after not playing this thing for 15 years. An amazing story on the Hammond organ as well. So, yeah, check that story out. There's a film review from soulblogride.com. Of course, our good friend Gary Wells from Words with Wellesley, The Thief from 1952, and The Strange Death of Easy Listening. Just a couple of the stories that you can check out in this regularly updated online magazine. Here's the Jazz Vibes now and Lyle's Blues and the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
My dear Lorenzo, you take my hand and understand the tears that I have cried. We light the candles and pour the wine and laugh as if you'll never leave my side. You take me in your arms and tell me that I'll always be the only one. And then you're gone. Come to see me on a Saturday, presenting peonies, knowing just what to say. We dance until the break of dawn. I turn my back and then you're gone. Swirling in a sea of stars, twirling to the strum of guitars. No one tangles quite the way you do, but now my dancing days with you are through. Song, you swear your love and then you're gone.
De Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation with Ellington Hawk and Harlem Nocturne. It's lounge leader Coop Cooper with you. Fresh from a trip around the globe, I've been jet-setting out and about, and thus the Twilight shows after the last few weeks. But, you know, here's the cool thing. I'm back. I've got lots of great stories. I have learned that a lot of Europeans have no idea how to use an elevator. They just don't. The amount of times I had arguments with people who wanted to push into an elevator rather than letting the people out, it was the most strange thing. Here in Australia, we have a lot of elevators. But of course, I suppose in Europe, there's probably more buildings that have stairs than there are high-rise buildings. But I came across a lot of people who just had no idea how to use elevators. I was standing waiting to get into an elevator. It was full. And there was a woman standing on a phone, literally in the vestibule of the elevator. And the doors couldn't close. So I'm yelling at her, going, get in. She finally gets in. And then all these people just stood there looking at each other. And I'm yelling at them, push the button. Wow, that was super frustrating. Let's take a look at the World of Swank gig guide now for pastime albumclocks.com. On Wednesday night in Dallas, Texas, the Bourbon and Banda, Ricky Derrick. On Thursday nights in Vegas, the Sharps at the Golden Tiki. Some really cool regular gigs that you can check out. Festivals, Tiki Caliente in May, Hukilau in June, Tiki Oasis in August, and Paolo Di Paolo, the Lost World Exhibition, presents more than 250 largely unseen images from the photographer's archive. Di Paolo chronicled life in his country as an economic boom kicked off, followed by the destruction of the Second World War in Italy. And although those were the years of La Dolce Vita, he was very anti-paparazzi. He shunned the solicitous and respected his subjects. The exhibition is on at the Maxi in Rome until June 30, so check that out. And Martini Kings are playing Walt Disney's Club 33, May 17, 24 and 31. June 1, Tiki Trader is on at San Diego. So a lot of things keeping that lounge life alive right across the globe. Here's Sammy Davis Jr.
I've the wined and the dined on the mulligan stew. Never wish for turkey. As I hitched and the hiked and the drifted too. From Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Bozarts ball. What is twice as sad? I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cad. But her social circles spin too fast for me. Her whole Bohemia is the place I want to be. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but never comes late. She'll never bother with someone she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She goes to Coney. The beach is divine. She digs the ball games, and the bleachers are fine. She reads Kilgallen, and I mean every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. So what can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. And for Ray Charles, she whistles and stamps. That's why the lady is a tramp. She is broke, but it's okay. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Why the lady? That is why the lady. Why the lady is a tramp. One more time. Why the lady? I'm hip, that crazy lady. Why the lady is a tramp.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing, I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die.
The blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die. Those blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live.
Cocktail Nation with Frank Sinatra, I'm going to live till I die. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. Do check out my website, cocktailnation.net, to find out what is going on across the globe. Got lots of great stories up there. I've got my travel tips up there. And, of course, we post the playlist of the show as well, so check that out. Next week on the show, Words with Wellesley from SaulWrightBlog.com. Gary Wells talking about the Kerouac book, one of my favourite books, On the Road. Going to leave you with Warren Barker and Lover Come Back to Me. Stay hip. Thank you.